Ramsey TV.
I am going to put the earthquake of all earthquakes in perspective for you today. I'm going to show you how easy it is for God to disrupt the entire planet. I'm going to show you how literal it is that all the cities of the world will fall, including every stone, every brick. Not one stone, not one brick will be left upon another one. This is the destruction coming. When I look at the earth, this is what I think. This is why I account it as nothing. This is why I know it is passing. It is going away. It came to pass and it will pass. And even as the earth and the inhabitants thereof celebrate and think they're indestructible, I remind you of the Titanic and of 1912. Not even God could sink this ship. So said the designers of the Titanic. And oopsie, only took a little chunk of ice. Watch out now. This is Martin Zender, and you're at MZTV. I remind you again of the meetings in Mansfield, Missouri, October 23rd through 25th. Those of you who are coming, I hear that now there's 53 people. Michael Knotts had to move it from his home to a wedding hall. So that's what's happening. But on Friday night, October 23rd, we're going to have an informal meet and greet at Michael Knotts' house. That's right. I'm going to be there. Manfred Jones is going to be there. So you don't want to miss that. I wouldn't think you would. I mean, I can't imagine why. So, but the next day, Saturday, the conference begins in earnest. There's going to be a breakfast at the hall at 7:30 a.m. That's optional. But why would you miss that? So, and the meeting starts at 9 on Saturday. It goes all day like that. And then Saturday night, maybe we'll be back at Michael's house. I don't know. Haven't run that past him yet. Go to MZTV 530, show number 530. Remind yourself of the details if you don't know about it. Be nice to see you there. Now, there's a startling verse in Revelation, and it's at the time of the seventh trumpet. This is the great calamity of all calamities. This is the beginning of the end, the end of the end. Actually, not the end of the end. The beginning of the end would be the beginning of the tribulation. This is the end of the end. I referenced it yesterday, but I didn't put it in context. Going to do that right now. Revelation, the unveiling of Jesus Christ, chapter 16, verse 17. And the seventh messenger pours out his bowl, and a loud voice came out of the temple of God saying, "It has occurred," and lightnings and voices and thunders occurred, and a great earthquake occurred, such as did not occur since mankind came to be on the earth. And of such proportions was the quake, and so great. And the great city, verse 19, came to be divided into three parts. This is Jerusalem, divided into three parts. And the cities of the nations fall. There you go. There's the context for you. I said yesterday that the cities of the nations will fall because the nations are going to be discarded as presently constituted with their proud buildings, their proud rulers, their proud religious centers, and it's going to make way for God's people, for Israel to come in. It's all prophesied of in Romans chapter 11. I am relating, as far as I know, I never heard anybody else relate Revelation 16, 18 with Romans 11, where Paul says, to the nations, be not haughty, but fear. For if God is not sparing the natural bowels, neither will he be sparing you. Here's that. And the cities of the nations fall. It comes by a great earthquake. Many people think that the epicenter would have to be in Jerusalem, because that's the city that breaks in three. But if this earthquake is of such proportions that all the cities of the nations fall, we're talking about something that the Richter scale can't even measure. So if the earthquake, if the epicenter of the earthquake is in Jerusalem, I would think that Jerusalem would be destroyed. I would propose to you that the epicenter of the earthquake would have to be far away from Jerusalem, wherever it is. it's going to knock every building down of every city. So if you're in a city, I'm not telling you to flee the city, because we're going to be snatched away before any of this nonsense happens. I say nonsense, I'm just being funny. It's far from nonsense, but you don't have to worry about it. As I told you, when I lived in Sao Paulo, Brazil, the largest city in the Americas, I showed you yesterday the scope of that city. I was doing the Revelation series at that time. I had started it, and I rehearsed this verse in my show, and as I walked through the city of Sao Paulo, which I enjoyed doing, I imagined it coming down. I imagined all of it coming down. And it's like, I felt like I was the only person walking in that city that was imagining such a thing. I'm sure I was. Who else of the millions and millions of people living in Sao Paulo, Brazil, would be walking through thinking, that building's coming down, that building, everything's coming down, everything's coming down. Everything is coming down. And I looked at the people and I thought, these people are oblivious. They're completely oblivious, just like the inhabitants of the earth in the days of Noah. Completely oblivious as to what's coming upon the earth. And here's me filled with this knowledge, knowing what's coming upon them. And it's like I'm feeling a little uneasy about it, so I would go to a cigar store and buy a cigar, naturally. I mean, how else do you deal with that? But it was nice knowing, this is the thing, it was nice knowing that I was on the side of the God who was going to effect this. The God who's going to bring all the nations down, all the buildings of the nations, all the cities of the nations down by an earthquake that is no more complicated than him going boop, than him just pushing the earth just a little bit, boom. The little earthquakes we've had since mankind has come to be upon the earth are like boop, just nothing. That's like God just putting a puff of breath on the earth. We're talking about a nudge. All he has to do is this. I'm going to show you how small the earth is to God. I'm going to show you today, if I have time, how small the earth is to God. If not, I'll do it tomorrow. It's amazing. I mean, you know it, but when you read it, it's astounding. So I remember being at the corner of Paulista Avenue in Sao Paulo, Brazil, at the intersection of Paulista Avenue, which is the main drag. It's like the Broadway of Sao Paulo, and the corner of there and Brigadeiro was the avenue where I was living at the time. You go down Brigadeiro, down the hill from Paulista Avenue, and then you turn right on Sarutaya, and then the bunker was in that on that street. But I remember standing at the intersection thinking, in the kingdom, this is going to be a meadow, this is going to be a field. And I was thinking in my mind, and I know I'm going to do this. If you want to join me, you can. I'm going to go to that spot on the earth during the kingdom, during the millennial kingdom, after all the cities of the nations fall. I'm going to be standing in a meadow. I'm going to be standing in a beautiful green field with daffodils, tall grass, maybe some antelope grazing peacefully next to the leopard over here. And I'm going to look behind me, and there's going to be a slope. There's going to be a little slope. And I'm going to know that that slope was Brigadeiro Avenue going down towards Sarutaya. And that as I stand at that intersection, as I stand in that field, I'm standing at the former intersection of Paulista and Brigadeiro, in the largest city in the Americas, what was the largest city in the Americas, but which is now a pasture. And one would have to use powerful memory to recall when it was the intersection of Paulista and Brigadeiro. I want you to do that today if you live in a big city, if you live anywhere. Next time you're at an airport, think that that airport is going to be reduced to rubble, and that during the kingdom, we're going to be among the celestials. Don't get me wrong, we're going to be taken among the celestials. But during that time, we will be able to come and go to earth as we please for 1,000 years. This earth is going to be the same earth as it is now. It's just going to be regenerated. You will be able to go to any spot on the earth and you will know what it used to be. You can go to the spot of the house where you were born. Many of you have done that already. Maybe the house where you were born, speaking of back in the old days, people were born at home. Well, two of my three kids were born at home. Or let's just say the house where you grew up. Even today, right? Some of those houses have been razed, R-A-Z-E-D. They've been replaced with shopping malls, parking lots, whatever. And you know where you're standing. You look at, okay, this is the corner. This is Elm Street. This is North Main. The spot I'm standing right now, which is now a parking lot, this is where I grew up. This is where my house was. It's a weird feeling, isn't it? It's strange to realize, to see how things change. Where I'm standing, right where I'm sitting right now, let's go backwards. You don't have to go forwards. Let's go backwards. I mean, I'm on the Florida Peninsula. I guess there were a bunch of Native Americans here. I forget which tribe. Sorry, I don't concentrate on that kind of thing. But this was a swamp. God knows what went on here, right? I mean, at this spot where I am at this spot. Things are going to change. Things change violently already on this earth. Do you remember the game in Cleveland? It was at Richfield Coliseum. Michael Jordan makes his famous shot against Craig Elo that takes the Cleveland Cavaliers out of the NBA playoffs. It was a great shot. I've seen it on YouTube many times. Jordan hits a three-pointer at the buzzer. Craig Elo's like flailing, trying to stop it. And at that spot, they ended up tearing down that Coliseum. They tore down the Richfield Coliseum. It was outside of Cleveland, Richfield, but that's where the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Professional Basketball League, that's where they played. And that spot is now, it's now a field. It's a park. It's a park. I don't know if they have a plaque there. Cleveland would like to forget it. Jordan screwed them. Not screwed them. He outperformed them. Got them out of the series, but it's a part. It's just weird to see how quickly things can change, even in our life. So imagine this earthquake. Can you imagine this earthquake? I told you I was going to tell you how small the nations are to God. That's juicy, juicy. But you're going to find that out tomorrow, and I'll give you more information about this quake. I spent more time than I planned on talking about how strange it'll be to be standing at a certain spot, realize what was there, what used to be there, try to imagine that this field used to be the corner of a great, great street in the largest city in the Americas. Or even today, I can go to a field and say, this is the spot where Michael Jordan hit his famous three-pointer against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not quite as epic, but same deal. So I want you to look at everything differently. This is, it seems incredible. How could it happen? Well, how incredible does the flood of Noah seem? What if somebody told you that the entire earth was going to be flooded and that the water would be 50 cubits above Mount Everest and only 8 people would survive in a large wooden boat? What if I told you that? How improbable would that be? Well, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, but this earthquake to me, as crazy as it seems, as epic as it is, that it will knock down every city on earth, to me, that's not quite as dramatic as the flood of Noah. But we know that each eon ends with a cataclysm. Each eon ends with a earth cleansing, what some would call a disaster. I would call it urban development. And this nation, all the cities of the nations falling, are going to just prepare the table. It's going to be, oh, now we got a clean slate. Now we got a clean slate. Now we got a clean slate. This is what God's saying. And it's going to start, maybe not with that accent, but, and things are going to start from scratch. That's what we want. I told you that when the kingdom comes, it's not going to be a period of reformation. It's not going to be a protracted time of let's get our act together. No, it's going to be a cataclysm of monumental proportions. It's going to happen relatively overnight. And then Christ is going to come and set up his government upon the earth.